Ever wanted to know what it takes to become a successful trader? Alex shares his journey to becoming a trader and interviews successful traders along the way to help you. You're listening to Be the Trader.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to the show. I just want to remind you that I'm also on YouTube, and you can find me at just the letter B, Be the Story, or Be the Trader. You should be able to find me that way. Be sure to subscribe and comment below, as I like to interact with each and every one of you. And another side note, I actually just partnered with Cobra Trader. They're my broker. You guys know this if you've been watching my show. And I love them because of borrows, easy borrows. And you get a really sweet deal and discount if you use my code. Just basically tell them you heard from Be the Trader or Be the Story or Alex Bustos. And it does help me out, and I appreciate that, but I wouldn't be suggesting them if I didn't use them myself, which I do. So without further ado, let's get it started. Welcome back, everybody, to Be the Trader. Today, I have a very special segment. If you've been listening to the show, I have been kind of changing things up, and I've been bringing in listeners and other participants in the trading community who have tried different services to at least share their points of views. I have found that many people, you know, when we look for reviews, we find reviews that, whether good or bad, the gurus are pushing out themselves. And I want it to be to where it's just me finding real people reviewing whether it's good or bad, you know, what they think about it. And I'm getting different types of perspectives. Some will be great, some will be bad, and they might be talking about the same service. But these are all of our opinions, so that way it can provide value for you to decide what you want to do, if you want to do anything. So today I have John. John, thanks for being here on the show, my man. And I appreciate you being here and taking the time to actually send me a DM on Twitter to be here today.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. And so just, John, can you give us a little bit of background of, you know, where you're at in your own trading and you know, what brought you to trading to begin with?
Sure. So I work in tech and then I have saved some money. So I started trading 15 months ago. And I joined a couple of chat rooms, and then I finally found the one that I really can be able to, I think I belong to, and is helping me develop as a day trader.
Nice. And I didn't know you were part of a couple others before, I think, because we're mainly going to be focused on live stream trading.
Yes.
For about 14 months, it seems like. So before we dive into that, what were the other two or a couple that you tried that wasn't a fit for you?
So it's basically it's just like 1 month on a another chat room that is led by a popular day trading author, you know, author. And the what I didn't like about that, you know, of course they have video lessons. They just say, hey, you know, go and
who was it though?
It was a Bear Bull Traders.
Bear Bull. Okay,
I've heard of him. Andrew Aziz is the author. So I joined that, you know, kind of like a trial thing for a month before during my my first month. And what happens that, you know, go and I review the lessons. Okay, I learned some of the patterns, and then joining their live stream. It's really weird that he would only come in the open, trade for 15 minutes, and then take off for the rest of the day. And moderators just take over, and it's like dead air, a lot of dead air. Of course, you go and ask questions on the chat, but there's really no guidance, you know. Mm-hmm. So to me that doesn't really work for me. Okay. Then the second one is I attended a webinar, he's a very popular one, the ponytail guy, Warrior Trading.
Oh, yeah, Warrior Trading, yeah.
We lovingly call him the ponytail guy.
I haven't heard that one. I've heard like farmer, I've heard that.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, yeah. We lovingly call him the ponytail guy. So, so I attended a free webinar that is being hosted by him. So it's supposed to be a live webinar, right? So, you know, he was going to go and teach a singles setup strategy. Okay, so I said, cool. And when I attended that, and during the Q&A session, I just realized that it's actually not live. It's a pre-recorded webinar of him. And then also even the Q&A is also pre-recorded. And there was probably some moderator that is just answering questions. Mm-hmm. So that's an instant red flag to me, right? You know, right yeah. away. You know, I was like, okay, that he's going to go.
It was advertised as live, though.
What's that?
It was advertised as a live.
It was just live. Oh, okay. And then also, it's like, oh, you know, we got 5 minutes, you know, and take advantage of this offer. It's like $4,000 for like 6 months of access. It's like, that's ridiculous. Yeah, it's really ridiculous. So, I did some search, you know, Googled, you know, like trading gurus and or like chat rooms, and then I found from really good reviews Jeff's chat room, live stream trading, you know, really good reviews. So I said, you know what, I'm gonna go try it. You know, what am I gonna lose? $90, you know, for yep. a month. So I tried it, and then instantly it clicked. You know, basically, it's live stream trading. It's only him who's running the whole show. He has some moderators, but those are members of LSD also, right?
Okay.
The way he would do his you know, a typical day, right? So in the evening, previous evening or previous night, he would send out a watch list. For us to go and review in the morning. So in the morning, 15 minutes before the open, we would go over the chat list. The watch list. Look at different setups. You know, he would go and draw some like the what's to visualize what would be a long or a short. We keep an open bias. You know, we trade more technical, less fundamental. You know.
Okay.
So we keep an open bias. Trades could be long or short depending on circumstances, right?
Understand. Yep.
Yep. And then so we don't trade the first 15, 20 minutes after the open, you know, because it's wild, wild west. It's purely gambling. Mm. So we look for after 20 minutes, 30 minutes, we look at what are those things that are going to be setting up for us, right? Jeff would go and start alerting people about, okay, here's let's say whatever, BIOC, whatever, right? It's going to this is what the trigger point for a long. This is your risk. And he draws it out. He explains what is the rationale behind the trade, what is going to be your entry, what is going to be your stop loss or your risk, and then potential profit targets, right? So it's really yes. clear and in advance, right? There's no need to go and chase it. It's like if there's no trigger, there's no trade, right?
Yep.
So that's what he does, right? Same thing on the short side, right? So he does that also on the short side.
Nice.
After, you know, so that would be our morning session. He would, during the trade, he would also call out, okay, I'm taking off a fifth of my position here. I'm reducing my risk, minimizing my risk, let's say if the trade is starting to go against you, right? And then he's going to also tell you his final exit, you know. So it's something that, you know,
this is every day.
What's that?
It's every day.
Yeah, this is every day. Yeah, this is every day. So you as a beginner trader, you could be able to go, you know, you learn by example, right? You can learn by example, try to take the trades that he's taking. It's a good practice for you to go how to execute properly. And he would be commentating on the level twos on the tape, let's say, and then he would like say, hey guys, looks like there's a hidden buyer or hidden seller, whatever, right? Be sure to start taking profits here, something like that, right?
Yeah.
So he's very meticulous with regards to that, and that's what one of the things I like about the service, right? Moderators are also present. They would ask, answer questions. They would also call out trades. It really depends on you, right? If you want to take the trade. At the end of the day, before you take a trade, you have to know what's the rationale behind the trade. Is there a identified risk level for you and entry and profit targets, right?
Yep.
So you still have to make the decision whether you're going to take the trade. right?
And so, and it sounds like he's both long and short. This doesn't one or the, it seems like, is it more like if you're a long trader, you could benefit from this, or a short trader, you could benefit from this?
So yes, he's open bias. Okay. Recently, the past month, we're trading a lot of longs, very few shorts, because everything's just being chased up. We trade mostly low floats, by the way.
Okay.
So
is it shorter time frame trades, or is it like longer time frame? Like as in, is it more scalping, or is it more like ride like the momentum trend kind of trade? Sometimes it's 10 minutes, sometimes it's 30 minutes, sometimes it's an hour.
Yeah, it's a combination of both. Sometimes we have trades that last for, 5-10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have trades that are that last for a couple of hours.
Okay, cool.
And then he encourages people to do is to be comfortable in terms of your risk level, and then be comfortable taking profits so that you don't turn a trade into a loss, and trail. You know, if it fades more, or if it goes more higher, you can trail. You can get. You know, you just have to be comfortable. So
understand. What do you feel like? You would like to see, like, I feel like everyone can get better. I feel like no matter what service we talk about, there's always improvements. What do you feel like you would like to see improve over there?
I would say definitely something to do with, I think most chat rooms are like this, you know, they have members who are just there to go follow alerts. They're not interested in learning how to properly trade. Mm-hmm. And so they would be asking questioning, hey, is there a setup? Is there something going on? It's like versus identifying potential setups, and then, hey, Jeff, what do you think of this? Is this a potential long? So on and so forth, right? I think he's starting to put together some policies around, hey, don't post anything that is going to cause FOMO within the chat room, right? Yeah. So a lot of people are, not a lot, but several traders, they will just post like P&L versus chart executions.
Yep.
Like, okay, or they would like, hey, you know, I'm long, you know, at 420 when the stock is already at $6, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay, what's the, there's
what's
really
the point of that?
Useless info to me, you know. So he's starting to put together that, some policies around that, you know. But if you're in a trade like that, go and put your info in the results, you know, after the trade, right? Mm-hmm. As far as people who are not interested not really interested in learning, but just going to follow alerts, there's nothing he can be able to do about that.
It seems like you enjoy the live part, right? Like he gives you the full scope. It sounds like he's giving you the full picture before he placed the trade, after he's out of the trade, reviews it, and so forth.
Yep.
Which is very interesting, because I personally have my opinion that most people don't give you the full picture, and they just kind of give you, I'm in it because of this, but they don't tell you where their risk level is, where their profit target is, everything, which is pretty cool to hear. The other side of this is, I'm curious, and do you see value? And I don't know if you have this. I don't know if this is even part of the memory. I have no clue. This is my first time actually hearing about this guy. So I'm curious on, like, in terms of, is there like extra bonuses that you like in terms of, like, is there like video lessons? I'm assuming there may be. And if there are, like, do you find value in those, or do you feel like there's something lacking? Like, what's your opinion?
Yeah, so there is a video library, and then it's organized properly. So there's like video lessons. Several of those video lessons go over our strategy, right? We have about 5 or 6 setups that we play. And those are a combination of longs and shorts, right? Setups. And it... you know, if you are new to the room, definitely you should go over that to learn properly what patterns, chart patterns are you going to be looking for. And then there's also other video lessons that talks about how to go and maximize your profit by trailing. What is the definition of being too extended on the long side or the short side? So other subtleties. And then there's also an end of day webinar every day, right? Where he goes about reviewing what were the potential trades that we were looking at, and what did we trade, and he goes over that basically reviewing. And a lot of the I would say really good lessons are we learned through the end of day webinar because this didn't set up because. Let's say it was too extended, or one indicator that we're because our strategy centered around some multiple time frames, and then a specific indicator if it's starting to catch up, then the context of the trade is getting poor. So we didn't. Yeah. So it's the reason why we don't take that trade anymore.
So seeing the value in the after hours webinar is valuable because you'll start to learn the lessons of why you didn't take certain trades, why you should have taken next trades. That's pretty nice.
Right,
I like that.
Right. Yeah. Correct. So in addition to the video lessons, which is just you go and learn that the strategies, the patterns, and then the end of day webinar is like more of the rational why we did why we decided to do something during the day, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, let's say, for example, he goes and let's say it's on a long, it spiked up, and then when it reclaimed back his entry, he would like try to go and minimize his position. So he would explain why and. How he did it, and the results, and the result is that he has a very a small loss versus taking a full stop, those kind of things are really valuable for you as a trader, especially if you're a new trader, to learn from a professional on how he handles trade management, for example. Because trade management is an art form. There's no single way to do trade management. Let's say some people would do like, hey, I'm going for 3R. I won't take profits until 3R. And there are also people like him are, because of psychological reasons, he wants to take some profits early on, partial profits along the way, so that it doesn't mess up his mind. And therefore, trading is fun for him, right? Versus being... it's already 2.5R and then it dropped and then I take a full loss.
I understand. Yeah. There's different perspectives. Cause I'm the guy who likes to hold until I get my 3R. That's me. So I'm comfortable with that, but everyone's different. And I agree with you on that. I like that because it does help your psychology. You take some profits along the way and move your stop. Everyone's different. So I like that you shared that because some people may benefit from hearing you say this and they may want to try this out. Right. So I really appreciate that. And just to, before we wrap this up, I'm very curious, John, on if there's anything you can say in terms of like, do you see yourself staying with the service forever? I'm just very curious about this. Or do you see yourself, what's your goal here? Is your goal to stay with the service forever? Or is it more so to do your own thing? Where are you at?
So I'm currently a break-even trader right now. In the first 6 months, I had discipline problems, random trading, FOMO. But I'm starting to really get a control of my discipline, and so I'm making profits. As far as my plans, I definitely would like to stay with this service for until I see myself as I want to go trade a different strategies and explore. Okay. My opinion is that I want to go and master first our strategy before moving and branching out. Once I master our strategy and I'm profitable consistently, then I could look for what's next. Right.
Yep.
That makes sense. And that's my plan for the near term is to stay with the service.
Cool, man. Well, look, John, I appreciate you being here and sharing us just a little bit about your perspective and how you've liked the service and how your experience was with the other service. It's really cool to see, because I think everyone's going to be able to have their own opinion, and they're going to be able to see what they like, what they don't like. And this may fit someone else who's listening. It may not. So I really appreciate you sharing this today and providing some value to the trading community. And thanks so much for actually messaging me on Twitter too. And being a listener too, man, I really appreciate that a lot.
Hey, thanks so much. Can I do a quick shout out to my LSD friends real quick?
Sure.
Okay. Just a quick shout out to Mitch, Nick, Carrie, Mike, Inu, and Corey.
Perfect. Well, hey, thanks so much, John. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Alex.
Hey, absolutely, man. You have a great day.